Employment is at an all-time high in Washington state, but a new report from United Way finds one in every three families in the Pacific Northwest cannot make ends meet. That includes people who are above the poverty line, but just barely. The United Way has a name for people in that situation: asset limited, income constrained, employed, or ALICE. The president of United Way of Pierce County, Danya Panapinto, told Jeannie Yandel what life looks like for an ALICE.
It's someone that's getting up and going to work, but they're having to make really tough choices. You know, do they put their child in a quality child care program, or do they look for some other alternative to child care, which may not be the best? It may not be safe. It's someone who has to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to pay for medication. Versus putting meals on the table, or you know, the whole issue of transportation. You know, your ALICE families are one paycheck away from an emergency, so any type of an emergency will cause them to go immediately into crisis, and then you know, at risk of homelessness or at risk of losing their job. And things begin to spiral out of control. And if we think about our own families, if we think about our neighbors, you know, think about our coworkers, that could very well be ALICE.
Donna, you were just talking about what it costs for someone in an ALICE group, what a budget looks like. You're the president of the United Way of Pierce County. We're in King County. What difference, if any, is there between an ALICE in Pierce County and an ALICE in King County? What do their budgets look like? What do those choices look like?
Well, you know, the report looked at each county differently, and the household budget is based on just the cost of living in those particular communities. So it's going to vary from, you know, King County to Pierce County, Snohomish County, and others. But, you know, some of the things that, you know, we also looked at and why there are so many ALICE families is, you know, low-wage jobs dominate our local economy. On average, more than half of the jobs in the Pacific Northwest pay less than $20 an hour. Now, this isn't an income issue, but that plays a role in it. The cost of living in some communities is higher than others. And then jobs are not located near housing, and that is affordable. And so, again, it's the transportation issue. And you have a lot of rural parts of the state where there isn't access to transportation and there aren't jobs, many jobs in those communities. And so people are struggling to just figure out how they're going to get to the jobs that are available. And then when you look at public and private assistance, yes, that can be available for a lot of families, but a lot of families aren't eligible for those different benefits. And that's not the solution to ensuring that someone's more financially stable.
This report finds that one-third of all families in the Pacific Northwest fall into or below this ALICE group, this asset-limited, income-constrained, employed group. What does that mean for everybody who doesn't fall into that group?
Well, the consequences of households that are living below the ALICE threshold, one of the things that really stood out to me in the report is this whole issue of transportation. We know that impacts everyone. And with someone who is ALICE, you know, there's lots of things that are impacted. They may have unreliable transportation and then risk of accidents and so forth. But the impact on the community is really even greater. You know, workers are stressed because they're late. There's higher insurance premiums, unsafe vehicles on the road, more traffic on the road. There's a greater burden on road maintenance services. And then, too, for those ALICE families that don't have cars, there's reduced economic productivity, and there could be higher taxes as well. So it's just a greater burden overall. So when we think about these families, and again, why this report is so important, is that it's meant to shed light on the fact that so many families are struggling, and it has so many implications on all of us.
Well, now that you have all of this information, Donna, what do you do with it?
In the Pacific Northwest, every United Way is going to look at this information differently. But I do know it's an opportunity to have a conversation, to bring together the public and the private sector to talk about what are some short-term solutions to removing some of these barriers, as we talked about with regards to transportation, you know, housing, childcare. You know, what are some of those things that we can be doing locally? But it's also an opportunity to have a larger discussion, a more systemic discussion about policy issues and how do we engage policymakers and our legislators in, you know, again, pointing a light to this population that's so critical to the economy.
Donna Ponapinto, president of United Way of Pierce County, telling Jeannie Yandel about a new United Way report that one-third of the families in the Pacific Northwest are either below the poverty level or hovering just above it.